A recent report ranks Wisconsin 8th in the nation for volunteering. Are you among the state's many volunteers? Would you like to volunteer but aren't sure if you have the time or haven't found the right cause yet? Well, we are at your service this hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December 23rd. During this season of giving, we thought it would be appropriate to talk about ways we can give our time and effort to help others. If you are a volunteer, tell us where and why. If you are with a group that needs volunteers, tell us what you do and how volunteers can help. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page or on Twitter at The Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Matthew Van Ness, Director of Volunteer Wisconsin and a health educator at the Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Outreach. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what Volunteer Wisconsin does.
Volunteer Wisconsin is a statewide initiative to help promote volunteerism across the state. About 72 counties in Wisconsin, but not all of them are served by volunteer centers, either locally or by their county. So Volunteer Wisconsin was devised to help those counties that aren't served by volunteer centers to help promote volunteerism in their areas. It's mostly rural Wisconsin, but really right now is to begin a collaboration with everybody involved in the state to promote volunteerism.
Well, that's great. So organizations that need volunteers contact you and you try to match them up with volunteers?
Yes. The portal is designed for agencies to set up opportunities that they need volunteers for, but it's also a place for individuals to go and register their assets, so to speak, and areas where they would like to volunteer so they can look up opportunities that interest them. And then they can contact those agencies directly.
How did you become involved in volunteering?
Well, I'm actually a former AmeriCorps member. And if people aren't aware of what AmeriCorps is, it's an organization. It's often called the Domestic Peace Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dedicated to promoting service in communities. And I got involved. And I was an AmeriCorps member for 2 years, and then I went on and I finished my master's degree. I'm actually a librarian, but this kind of relates exactly. I got the passion for volunteer service, and then what I'm trying to do with Volunteer Wisconsin is collate all this data and all this information, the research, and put it up on our site that so it's available for agencies to be able to better recruit volunteers, hold better, we're going to be offering trainings, things like that. So agencies that don't have the financial resources can use Volunteer Wisconsin to make the most out of their volunteer experience for both themselves and the volunteers.
So a recent report by the Corporation for National and Community Service, a federal agency that promotes public service, found that nearly 36% of Wisconsin residents did volunteer work in the year from 2011 to 2012, and that gives us a ranking of 8th in the nation. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's wonderful, first. I think as Wisconsinites, we should be very proud of the service that we provide our communities. It shows a kind of an ethos that Wisconsinites care about their community, and that I think it's just a wonderful reflection on how Wisconsin is a great place to live, how we are engaged in our communities, and that we all feel very much a part of our communities.
Have you seen an increase in volunteering over the past several years?
Well, Wisconsin has actually stayed pretty steady. We don't have a lot of dips and peaks, so to speak, but even over the last 10 years, Wisconsin has stayed pretty steady on its volunteer rate.
And is that about right, that 36% of us do some sort of volunteer work, you think?
Yeah,
And it, according to other data, 1 in 4 Americans volunteer. Why do you think Americans hold volunteering as such an important value?
Well, I think it's all about being part of the community. You know, overall, America is a nation of givers, and it's not just monetary donations, things like that. People really want to get involved. They care about their neighbors. They want to make their community stronger. And so volunteering is just one way that folks can achieve that goal. And as far as their drive as America is compared to other countries, it's I think it's just part of our culture. We were brought up this way, and we instill that in our in the next generation.
We are talking about volunteering in Wisconsin with Matthew Van Ness, who is director of Volunteer Wisconsin, and we wonder if you are a volunteer. What do you get out of volunteering? Are you new to volunteering, or are you thinking about volunteering? What questions do you have for our guest? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December 23rd. A recent report ranks Wisconsin 8th in the nation for volunteering, and we are talking with a guest volunteer expert, talking about why this is and welcoming your calls. Where do you volunteer and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Matthew Van Ness, director of Volunteer Wisconsin, also a health educator at Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Outreach. And let's go to the phones. We have Mike and Stoddard with us first. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How do you volunteer?
I'm a fireman, volunteer fireman, first responder. Help with food pantry as much as we can. My whole family's involved in that. Our high school, you have to have 20 hours of community service to graduate, which I think is really cool. And I'm in contact with the principal all the time. Since I volunteer, I hook kids up so they can get their hours in and that kind of thing. The problem that you run into is if parents don't volunteer, their kids won't volunteer. If you make it fun for them, you'll have to turn them down the next time because other kids need hours, you know what I mean? If you make it fun for them, it's a cool thing, and they love it. It's a warm feeling. I have an 11-year-old that started a drive for the food pantry, and then we were going home, and I asked her how she felt, and she said, I feel good. You feel that warm fuzzy in your stomach, your chest? She said, yep. I said, well, you can only get that from one thing. And she just started another one at the school, so it works.
That's wonderful. She gets the warm fuzzy, but how do you make it fun, Mike?
It just, you know, it's not a tedious thing. Let them work with their friends. You know, make jokes. Just, you know, it's serious business, but there's always fun to be had. You know, and that's crucial. You have to do that. You have to make it fun for the kid. You know, adults, they can take the work. They can do this and that. And I don't let them out. You know, they work. But it's when you see them and they're, you know, dealing with people, like for Breakfast with Santa, we just did that. And that was for the food pantry. They stood there and they served food and they had a smile on their face. And two of them, when they were done, you couldn't get them to go. You know, they hung around and they finished cleaning up and they were up, you know, they were done with their hours and everything. They just, you know, they were having a good time. So.
Thank you so much, Mike. And good for you for volunteering yourself and instilling that in the kids. Isn't that wonderful, Matthew?
Oh, I think that's great. And I'd like to thank Mike for his service. It's just wonderful. But more importantly, he is so correct in saying make it fun for the kids. Because we found that kids that start early with volunteering carry that through their whole life. And what he just mentioned is a prime example of that. And the reasons or the feeling of fulfillment that the kids get after they complete their service. That's very much the reasons that everybody does. We find that even corporations or company volunteers, they get that sense of camaraderie with their workmates that they might not normally receive. It's a chance to bond with your workmates. But as Mike mentioned, the children, it's a great way to go out and work with their friends on a project, and they start to get that sense of community.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't volunteer like kids volunteer today. That 20-hour requirement for high school graduation probably has helped help quite a bit, and it does. I know I have a college age niece who is, you know, volunteering all the time over the holidays right now and whenever she can. And it's just something. It's not that I was a bad kid. I guess I just didn't think about it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and what I love to see, and it always just kind of melts my heart is the kids that do have that graduation requirement. Let's say they need to do 20 hours, what Mike said, before they graduate. But then you find the kids that have gone, I mean, not just above and beyond that, I mean, well over that. We see kids that do 500 hours, 1,000
wow.
hours. And, you know, even some of them that start up their own little, you know, projects in their communities that they just really believe in.
And the warm fuzzy, was that your dog agreeing?
Yes, that's sorry.
That's okay. So those warm fuzzies, though, they not only you feel good, I hear you actually are doing yourself a lot of good by volunteering and helping others.
Yeah, there's a lot of what people get out of volunteering. It varies, but you know, people volunteer for various reasons because, you know, there might not be anyone else who can do it, but they also want to share skills. They want to even get to know their communities. There is that satisfaction of accomplishment. Everybody has a skill to offer, and if people look at the skills that they have or even the hobbies they enjoy, and they can share that with somebody else, it really does help our community.
Let's take another call from Corrine in Richland Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to hear this man on here. I've only heard part of your story here, but I have recently compiled a notebook here and a scrapbook for our local mayor who needs some ideas from somebody. And one thing, it can start with a camera. Get pictures of things that are going wrong in your area, like little girls who are going across the street in a wheelchair, and there are no crosswalks to protect her health or her well-being. And these children after school coming from there, a block away from me, and they are coming home with their backpacks on, and they carry their skateboards. Then they're right across the street where the cars don't want to stop.
Yeah,
and what
so how can volunteers help in this effort?
Right now, they're saying to people, even if you have a car accident, have your camera. Get some pictures of it. You've got some accidents that are happening fast. I'm not talking big accidents. I'm talking, well, it could be. But just help your community. Lately, I heard of Tommy Thompson and a few local...
Corrine, I'm not sure that this is related to volunteering in Wisconsin, but apparently she's concerned about safety in her community. I guess to turn this to volunteering, Matthew, what can people do if they have a certain concern or cause that they want to improve in terms of, you know, volunteering to help improve that situation?
Well, she's identified a need in the community, and that's really where it starts. If they're concerned about the safety of the children crossing the streets, maybe they can get a group of like-minded individuals who have that same concern. Maybe they can set up a schedule for volunteer, crossing guards. That would be one way where they can help identify, or they've already identified, but they can address that particular need in that community.
Thank you very much for the call. So I wonder if I have enough time to volunteer. Is it necessary that we volunteer 500 hours like some of these kids that you see?
Well, it's the capacity of volunteerism. It's really up to the individual. They need to identify. We don't want to stretch volunteers too thin. You have to recognize your own limitations as to how much and how much, and what you can do. So, the one thing we wouldn't want to happen is that a volunteer who becomes so passionate about a project, but then they kind of get burnt out because they've taken it all upon themselves to push something through. Recognize your limitations. Sometimes you just can't do it all, but it is great if you find those people that have that like mindset, then you can share the burden of all, you know, what you would like to accomplish. So what I'm saying is that there is no upper limit or, you know, there is no minimum required for volunteering. It's what you feel comfortable doing.
A listener on Twitter says, though not part of a program, I drive a kid who was a stranger home from his work when he needs a ride. I do independent volunteering. So that's a way to get into volunteering too?
Oh, definitely. That individual is helping somebody in their community. You know, the benefits to that recipient are, you know, wonderful. They, you know, they have a ride. They don't have to worry about, are they going to make it to work, you know, or make it home. That's transportation is a big area where, you know, volunteers can help out a lot. That sense that you don't have to volunteer as part of a group. You can do what you feel comfortable doing. And, you know, it's that one-on-one reaction is oftentimes what people enjoy most.
Do you happen to know, Matthew, with the holidays, with Christmas this week, are there still volunteer opportunities in parts of Wisconsin, things that people can do, especially if they want to help perhaps someone have a nicer Christmas than they might otherwise have?
Oh, yes. There's a plethora of opportunities in Wisconsin. They pop up almost every day. You know, during the holiday season, people are looking, you know, to help. For example, you know, there's still ringing bells. Places are still taking food into food pantries to make sure that families have enough for Christmas. There are all sorts of activities in the communities. This is the time of year where a lot of communities try to band together even more and demonstrate that they're individuals in their community are dedicated to those communities.
And I suppose, though, that it's nice to remind everybody that there's a need beyond the holidays, that volunteers are needed all year round?
Oh, definitely. My particular experience is that I used to read with students in schools, and, you know, there's that year long, there's always going to be students that need help with their homework. There's always going to be folks that need meals delivered to them. You know, you can go out and, you know, it's as simple as shoveling the neighbor's yard because, you know, they may not be able to, or shovel the sidewalk because they may not be able to, especially after this huge snowstorm that a lot of us see.
Yep, my husband did that too for our next door neighbor, so that was nice. And I have to thank a neighbor who we don't have a snowblower, and somebody came through our sidewalk and did that too. While we could have done it ourselves, it was a kind thing to do. So another listener says, "I was a big sister for 9 years to the same girl. That's a great program." So that's another way to volunteer. A listener on Facebook posted a link to Give an Hour, which is an organization that provides free mental health services to Iraq and Afghanistan vets. So, I guess it depends. We have just a minute before news time. It depends a little bit on what you care about, Matthew, in order to find the right volunteer opportunity.
I think so. Like I mentioned earlier, everybody has a skill that they want to or that they can give to the community. That person that is the big sister, that is a prime example. 8 years, she mentioned that she was a big sister. think of the relationship, the bond that she has with that child. I'm sure it still continues to this day.
We are talking with Matthew Van Ness, Director of Volunteer Wisconsin, talking about volunteering in Wisconsin. Do you volunteer? Where do you volunteer? And why? What do you get out of it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have also posted a link to Volunteer Wisconsin on our Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about volunteering in Wisconsin because a recent report ranked Wisconsin 8th in the nation in volunteering, and because it's the holiday season when many of us want to help others in need. And maybe volunteering more is on your list of New Year's resolutions. We are asking you to let us know where you volunteer or how you volunteer and why. Or if you know of a cause that needs volunteers, to share that as well. Plus, our guest volunteering expert can answer your questions, maybe help you find a volunteering match. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:37 on this Monday, December 23rd. We are talking with Matthew Van Ness. He is Director of Volunteer Wisconsin. And before we go back to the phones, Matthew, tell us a little bit about the need for volunteering in Wisconsin, and especially the organizations that that you serve, the projects you serve.
Okay. Well, there will always be a need for volunteers in Wisconsin because there's individuals that volunteer help build up their communities, and there's always that need to help build up those communities. Nonprofits we serve, or any of the agencies we serve, might not have the financial resources to hire people, but volunteers can fill those gaps. Volunteers can help, you know, answer phones at an agency. Volunteers can help, go out with those agencies when they're doing outreach in the communities. They can be an extra voice for that particular agency.
Mm-hmm. What do you think makes for a good volunteer?
Well, a volunteer needs to be open-minded, willing to try new things. Take others' input and, you know, be able to give their feedback. Volunteers who feel part of the agency or part of the cause that they're working with are great volunteers. They are passionate about their projects, but they can also share that enthusiasm with others, so they become ambassadors for those projects. One of the great ways to get people to volunteer is just to ask them. You can share a passion, like this person that was a big sister. She can share that with her experience with somebody else, and that person might think or get interested in that, and then we have another volunteer.
I'm hoping that we can share some of the passion for volunteering this hour with calls from listeners who will tell us how or where they volunteer. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What do you get out of volunteering? Jackie in Drummond is with us next. Hello, Jackie.
Well, hello. I get out of volunteering being able to be on the air like you. I volunteer at WOJB once a week. And what I think about volunteering is to have a job, a volunteer job, that if you don't show up, there's a hole. I think a lot of volunteers, you know, are group, and, you know, you think, oh, if I don't come, it doesn't matter. And I also read in the schools on Thursday, and the little kids, you know, they remember you for that. But my phone's dying, but I have to say one thing. We live in the heart of volunteerism because we're in the Birkebeiner and the Fat Tire bike ride area. So we have to come up with like 2,000 volunteers at least twice a year. And I think the success of those two events, one has been going for 41 years, is how the volunteers are treated. After the Berkey, we have a huge party, and you can't even get in the parking lot because everybody's so excited to go. So I think how your volunteers are treated is really important, and I say kudos to all the people up here who volunteer for those two events.
Well, that's great, Jackie. But tell me, what kind of show do you do on the radio station?
Oh, this is so much fun. It's called the Patchwork Show, and it's an eclectic music. And the reason they started this Patchwork Monday through Friday, 10 to 12, is to kind of focus on female vocalists. So it's just so much fun. I've done it for 8 years. I just do 2 hours, but if I'm not there, I have to be replaced. And it's mostly a volunteer radio station. And see, secretly, I'd like to work for NPR, but I'm too old.
No, you are never too old, Jackie. That good for you. Congratulations. Oh, that's wonderful. So she likes to volunteer in situations where she really feels necessary. If she doesn't show up, it's going to be a burden on the radio station or the organization. That's kind of cool. Neat volunteering at WOGB. And the things like a big race like the Birkebeiner, never thought of that. 2,000 volunteers they need, Matthew.
Yes, it shows the breadth of opportunities. And, you know, people need to kind of think outside the box. It's not just, raking leaves in the fall. It's not just, like we mentioned earlier, just shoveling snow. Is like she mentioned that, and I'd like to thank Jackie for her volunteer efforts. She sounds very enthusiastic. It's almost what you can think of. You know, if there's an individual out there who can offer any of their skills to an agency, you know, they can be professional. Let's say an accountant. They can offer their financial services to an agency. Those types of things. It's really what the individual can offer.
You know, but you don't have to be an English professor to be a volunteer reader in the schools, I imagine.
No, you just need a love of books. That's what I always said. I always told children that I could go anywhere in the world if I just open up a book and read. And that opportunity to share that passion of literature with the children, you know, when they start to get better at reading, that is the joy for me. They just, when they get it, that light bulb goes off. That is the satisfaction I get. Mm-hmm.
Mickey in Madison is with us. Hello, Mickey.
Hi. I'm a volunteer at Dane County Humane Society, and I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for having this program and to encourage people to look into that as a possibility to volunteer. You just had on your news segment about the puppy mill rescue, I think it was in northern Wisconsin, and we never stop getting in stray animals that could really use some TLC from people, and the volunteers that are there and the staff that are there are so wonderful. It's just a tremendous place to spend your time.
Wonderful. And what do you do when you're volunteering?
I work with the dogs that when they first come in, I exercise them in the yards and just spend time with them because they're pretty scared when they first get there. And a lot of them end up going back home to owners if they get lost, but hopefully, you know, that's what we're always hoping for. But some come in from other shelters or had to be surrendered for, you know, various reasons, and we just spend time with them to get them exercised and feel more relaxed in a stressful place.
It's wonderful. Thank you very much for calling, and thank you, Mickey, for your service. The cause can be an animal cause, too, Matthew.
Yes, that is a great cause. We all know the need for the animals in Wisconsin, and, you know, another individual who's passionate about helping animals, that just shows that that is one area where people can help out. We often find that, you know, what I find is great is that sometimes individuals come up with their own projects in a community where we mentioned earlier students having that requirement to do those hours. But, you know, sometimes those kids call in and say, what can I do? It's even better when the kids came in and say, you know, there's this bridge in our community that's full of graffiti. I, as a student, I've got a few other students to come in, and we're going to go paint that bridge, and we're going to remove that graffiti from that bridge. And you're like, wow. That's amazing. So
yeah, one of my nieces was a volunteer at the Dane County Humane Society, and I helped her in that I would give her a ride on a certain day, and then she would walk. We both would walk the dogs at the Dane County Humane Society. But I know that they do have, and I assume this is the same with many organizations. Maybe in some situations you can just walk in and start working right away, but the Dane County Humane Society does have a training program to make sure that you know what you need to know to perform the volunteer duty. Is that typical, Matthew?
Yes, you'll find that in most agencies will have some kind of training, and that really benefits the volunteers because then they have a clear idea of what they're doing. They feel more intertwined with that agency. It sometimes can be very frustrating for a volunteer if they go somewhere and they don't know what is expected of them. So having a training that clearly identifies the agency's goals or what they want to do for that particular project puts the volunteer at ease, so they don't feel like they in any way they're going to overstep their bounds. They know what their job is for that day or that week or that month, and they can work on that project.
And I would imagine that most every county in Wisconsin, not just Dane County, has a humane society or some sort of animal shelter that you could help at if that's a passion of yours. We are talking about volunteering in Wisconsin with Matthew Van Ess. He is director of Volunteer Wisconsin, and we're welcoming your questions for him. We're welcoming the causes that you volunteer for. Let us know, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Are you a volunteer? Why did you become a volunteer? What do you get out of it? Are you with a group that needs volunteers? Let us know. We are talking about volunteering in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with the director of Volunteer Wisconsin, Matthew Van Ess, and our next caller is Barb in Minocqua. Hello, Barb.
Hello. Yes. I volunteer with the St. Matthias Thrift Shop in Minocqua, Wisconsin, and we don't really have to work directly with anybody who needs anything, but we make money to give away to the organizations that help people. And we take in everybody's rejects or discards or some
duplicates.
Of them are very nice things,
mm-hmm.
and we process them, sell them, and we've given away $214,000 this year to over 40 different organizations.
Wow, isn't that something? What a difference that's making. And Barb, what do you gain from volunteering?
Well, it's a nice, friendly place to go, and I guess I get my quota of junk fix there.
So you get first dibs on the stuff?
Well, yeah, that is a possibility for some people. I mean, I'm not a shopper. Like I said, I get my quota of junk to see it. I don't need to have it in my house.
Okay, all right. So that satisfies that urge. Well, that sounds like that's another great opportunity, Matthew. And I assume that there are thrift shops like that that benefit different causes all over the state.
Oh, yes. And as you mentioned, that's just another area where a person can go help an agency. And then that agency, in turn, helps other community agencies. We see that across Wisconsin. So she mentioned that she didn't have any kind of one-on-one contact, but she is making a huge difference in her community.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain areas, Matthew, where there is a particular need for people, in terms of organizations or various causes?
Well, yes, there's people Well, there are a lot of areas where people can make a difference. You know, there's special events. I mentioned helping tutor children. There's also, you know, the things like Red Cross, where in times of emergency, volunteers are always needed. So there's just a breadth of volunteer opportunities in Wisconsin.
Let's go to Ann and Nina next. Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
Morning.
I am a volunteer with the Fox City's Victim Crisis Response Team, and it is probably one of the best-kept secrets in the state. We are sponsored by the Crime Grant in the state. We have only one paid staff person, and the rest, right now we have like 40 volunteers. And our organization is designed to assist local police departments in providing advocacy, support, and assistance to members of the community and their families when they are victims of crime or in a major crisis. And we do a training at least twice a year, and we train volunteers to respond directly to the scene when police call us out. And we serve right now 10 police departments, the whole Fox Cities and Winnebago County. And so we respond to crime scenes where there's a homicide, a suicide, a heroin overdose, and just about anything, robberies. And we are always in need of more volunteers.
I have not heard of that, Ann. You're right.
Most people have not. You are right.
And so you might provide a little bit of, a comfort to a crime victim on the scene? Or what sorts of things do you do when you go to a crime scene?
Well, for example, I've responded to many suicides and many domestic violence calls. In fact, the Menasha Police Department is making a concerted effort to provide very thorough services to victims of domestic violence. And we respond, and while the officers are then able to do their investigating and the work they have to do, we are able to offer support to the victims. And we also, in every call we go on, we also take a folder of resources available to them for after the immediate crisis is over. For example, in our area, the shelters would be in domestic violence. We have Harbor House and the Christine Ann Center in Oshkosh.
Yeah, so Ann, do you need to be specialists in certain fields to be a volunteer?
No. Mm-hmm. We do a... Volunteers, I happen to be a retired school counselor, but I've been doing this for 10 years, even when I worked. So you can be working, you can be retired. We love to have retired folks, but we do a very thorough training. And in fact, our next training is January 17th through the 19th. It's a weekend training. And if anybody's interested, all you have to do right now, our office is located in the Nina Police Department. So if anybody contacts the Nina Police Department and asks for the VCR coordinator, Victim Crisis Response, they can learn more about the program and the training.
Thank you for letting us know about that, Ann. That's a very noble cause. All of the causes are noble, but I'm wondering if Matthew, any response to this particular effort or whether there are similar opportunities in other parts of the state?
Well, I'd like to thank Ann. That seems like just a wonderful program that they have. It seems like a well-oiled machine, so to speak, with the training they offer and the service that they offer the community. There are a lot of projects like this. For example, you can... many crisis lines will have volunteers manning those phones to help individuals in need when they need them. You can become an advocate for almost any project in your community. It sounds like Ann is very committed to what she's doing, and she has that passion, and you can just tell by listening to her voice that comes out of her.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ann. I'm going to go through as many calls as I can and then maybe just get some concluding remarks from Matthew as we're coming close to the end of the hour. Glenn in Eau Claire, how do you volunteer?
Good morning. Well, I volunteer with many organizations in my community and get great value from that. That's irreplaceable. The group I wanted to bring to your attention, Citizens Climate Lobby. I volunteer with a local chapter. It is a national organization, and the primary focus is to help create a political will for a stable climate. We're beginning to see more and more effects of climate change from rising levels of greenhouse gases. We feel that it's imperative to take action immediately.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Ellen emails, I volunteer helping those whose first language is not English. It has become a passion for me. Ozaukee County has a literacy program helping immigrants from all over. Here the student and teacher can work on what the student needs in his, her language learning. And next let's go to Brian in Seneca. Hi, Brian. We're almost out of time. What do you do to volunteer?
EMS and fire. And I started in a paid-type position, and then after retiring, I wanted to see what volunteering in a volunteer position was all about, just so I could see all aspects of those two services.
Thank you very much for your service and your call. And one last call from Chuck in Shell Lake. Hi, Chuck. What do you do to volunteer?
Thank you for taking my call. It starts when I was young with church groups. I've been working in Appalachia, a church mission group called Volunteer and Mission. I've been in Alaska and Russia 6 times. In Katrina, I worked 42 days.
Chuck, thank you so much. I'm sorry we don't have time for your entire story. I know now he volunteers for Habitat for Humanity. Matthew, we have less than 30 seconds. What should people do if they're interested in finding a volunteer opportunity?
Well, they can go on to volunteerwisconsin.org and they can check out opportunities. But if they have an agency or anything they're interested in, they should contact that agency directly.
Thank you very much, Matthew Van Ness, Director of Volunteer Wisconsin. Thanks to Marika Suval, Christy Taylor, and Robin Cherry for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.